welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Firelinks McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, we have an exclusive scoop on one of the newest additions to Bobby Vicious Valor's Action Force Kickstarter project. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. With the Action Force Kickstarter moving along nicely, we have managed to get the creator of this brand new 6-inch action figure project on the show to reveal to us exclusively his newest addition to the campaign. I hope you're all wearing your surprise trousers, because it's none other than Bobby Valor. How are you doing, my good man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to come on and bring you some big news on your show. So thanks again for having me. I'm very excited.
Thanks for the exclusive. We appreciate it. I mean, now you've come on tonight to share another massive reveal with us. This one is quite the doozy as well.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, though, let's annoy everyone by talking for about 20 minutes. So the last time you came on the show, you dropped the Action Force name bomb on us. So now the project is up and running. Why don't you take us through the basics of the Kickstarter itself?
Sure. Yeah. The Action Force Kickstarter is live now, so you could just head over to Kickstarter and search Action Force. And it's going great. The initial fund goal is for five figures. You have Condor, Karak, Downrange, the Swarm Trooper, and the mystery Kickstarter exclusive figure, which I will be revealing tonight. I know everyone's been anticipating that figure. It's going to be great to actually say it. I've been keeping it a secret for so long, and I can't wait to tell everyone. And then we got a bunch of great stretch goals after the initial fun goal hits, hopefully. And those stretch goals are great, but I think the initial five are really spectacular figures, and I'm really looking forward to getting these produced and in your hands, because I'm really excited. So yeah, let's go.
Obviously, the opening day was massive for you. You had a huge influx of backers and Kickstarter pledges and stuff. How do you feel the project is kind of going so far?
I think it's going great. We're on target to be funded, so that's always great news.
Yeah,
it was a great first day. I was really happy with the turnout for it, especially because it launched at, you know, at 5:30, so it was really only like a third of the day. And to have that many backers, you know, I'm all about the Kickstarter research. So I compared it to other really successful Kickstarters. I'm like, oh, wow, I'm like on par with them. And, you know, I check it all the time, and you know, we're going at a really good pace. So like I said, we're on track to fund. So I'm happy. I think, you know, people are going to be getting their pledges in after this announcement comes. And then I know it always spikes at the end with these things. Hopefully, you know, we'll get another spike at Joe Fest this coming weekend. But the pledges keep coming in. I'm thankful to everyone who's been pledging, so please keep them coming in. There are some concerns people about, like, oh, when does my card get charged? It doesn't get charged until the end, so you can always get your pledge in now. You can adjust it at any point, and then your card won't get charged until the end. So if you're on the fence about what you wanted, what reward you want to pick, don't worry. You could always adjust it. You can get something in now to help us get closer to the funding goal and those stretch goals. So yeah, keep them coming, because it's been great so far.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's not keep them waiting any longer. Why don't you reveal to us the big secret?
Well, let me set it up for you.
Dun, dun,
so,
dun.
So, Chris, if I were to ask you or set the stage for you in a way and say, you're creating your own action figure line and you can do anything you want, but you're able to put your favorite Joe character in your action figure line, who would that character be?
Well, for me, it's the it's Special Corps, Action Force Special Corps, which was the G.I. Joe Steel Brigade figure.
Exactly. That's interesting. That's great that's your favorite and actually fitting in a way. Well, it just so happens that I'm creating my own action figure line, and my favorite G.I. Joe was Steel Brigade. That's
right.
Really interesting.
Right.
Well, the secret mystery Kickstarter exclusive figure for the Action Force Kickstarter campaign is none other than the Steel Brigade Trooper.
What? Explosions, fireworks. That is amazing. I mean, wow.
Exactly. I hope you're sitting down.
I'm not. I was.
Oh, made you fly out of your seat.
Well, yeah, I'm standing to attention, shall we say. I mean, that is amazing. I mean, okay, so I've got a lot of questions here.
Of course, ask away.
So considering how much of a fan you are of the original figure, I suppose, sub-team as well, you could kind of say, that must be massive. That must be huge for you.
It is. It's an absolute dream come true. I mean, the fact that I get to create my own action figure line and be able to put my favorite G.I. Joe character into this line is an absolute dream come true. And I'm so excited for it. And he's by far my favorite figure in the line. And, I'm sure you have plenty of questions on how this is possible. But yeah, let's get into that, because I'm sure the listeners are like, what the hell? How are you doing, Steel Brigade?
I can't stop thinking about a 6-inch Steel Brigade figure now. But anyway, is it a case of the name being let go again? Is it like the Action Force situation?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, for those of you that do know, and I've said it here on the show when I announced Action Force, Steel Brigade was a trademark name that was available. When I was searching Action Force and Valiverse and having my attorney, you know, put in the trademark applications for those. At the same time, I was looking up, just for the hell of it, just other Joe names, just to see what they let go. And I thought to myself at one point, well, I haven't looked at Steel Brigade. It's my favorite Joe. Why would I not look it up?
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was available. It was available. And I right away the next day called my attorney and I said, add one more application to that mix, because I want this one more than I want everything else.
Wow.
So I applied and it went through. No issues. No issues from Hasbro. So as of right now, I legally own the trademark name for Steel Brigade.
Wow.
So that is how I'm able to put Steel Brigade into the Action Force line.
Wow.
Now, that is the name. However, the design of the character, as you all will see when this launches, very different from the Steel Brigade we all know, but I gave it a nice updated, fresh look that I think has a little bit of flair from the original, but is something new and fresh, and I hope that people think I did the character justice. I spent so long designing this character and redesigning it and you know, sitting on it, looking back on it, and you know, what it is now is what I felt incredibly happy with. So I couldn't be happier that this figure is happening and it is part of the line. And I get to tell it on your show.
Awesome. Could you take us through the actual character itself? How are they being utilized in the canon? Is it like an army builder? Is it a single character?
Yes, it is absolutely an army builder.
Nice.
The mythos behind the Steel Brigade Troopers is that, you know, think of when the Action Force unit goes on a mission and say they're bogged down and they need backup. The Steel Brigade is their backup. They are the elite of the elite and the most covert of the covert. They come in, they get the job done, and that's it. They, you know, they're not as individual characters like Condor or Eclipse or Downrange, but they are the troopers that come in and basically are the backup for the Action Force unit.
Awesome.
Now, that's not to say that they are not totally ununique. So a little twist here on the reward pledge for the Steel Brigade figure, you're not just going to get the figure.
Cool.
So the original, as you know, came with a couple extra things. I mean, in the UK, the Special Corps figure came with a lot more than the US Steel Brigade. But
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But in the US, the Steel Brigade figure came with a nice patch and a very cool, unique, customized file card where you were able to name your own Steel Brigade trooper.
Filings.
Well, I want to bring that same vintage feel of that character to this new offering for Steel Brigade. So the Steel Brigade Kickstarter exclusive figure will also come with a patch of the Steel Brigade icon.
Cool.
And it will also come with your own customized file card.
Amazing.
I will do it exactly the same as it was. You will be able to name your character, fill out his attributes, put in details. I'm still working out, you know, how exactly all that's going to be chosen. But, you know, on the Kickstarter, you will be able to see how the file card will look, what the patch will look like, the whole offering.
Brilliant.
And for some of you that know, I did the Steel Brigade Tracker website where I was trying to track all the vintage Steel Brigade and Special Corps figures that are out there. Well, on the Valorverse Action Force website, I will have an all-new Steel Brigade Tracker where every single Steel Brigade from Action Force will be tracked, where you will be able to fill out all the information and your Steel Brigade figure, every Steel Brigade figure from the very start for Action Force will be tracked on the Action Force Steel Brigade Tracker.
Amazing.
All your information is there. The one, how you name it, it will all be there. Location, so I'm working out the fine-tune logistics of it, but just know that this is going to be something where your Steel Brigade figure for Action Force and every Steel Brigade figure will be a part of history now. And we'll be able to look and see where everyone is. So when we need to call on the Steel Brigade, we know where they are so they can come and help the Action Force.
Awesome. That's amazing. I do you know what? Like, I think that's a really good idea with the file card and the patch again. That's wicked. If you could also throw in a floppy vinyl recording as well, that'd be amazing. And a massive poster with all the other characters on it.
Right? Oh, man. The Special Corps offering was so much better than the U.S. Steel Brigade.
It really had. They had loads of stuff in it. It was great. But yeah, but you did get Steel Brigade in about 76 different versions over for every year.
This is true. This is true.
Oh, that's incredible, man.
I'm very excited for it. Very, very excited for it.
I'm hoping one of the stretch goals is a Special Corps variant called Firelinks.
There you go. That
better be happening. Otherwise, I'm not involved.
Done. Absolutely done.
Awesome. Absolutely well, done. Dude. I mean, I'm gobsmacked. I'm really excited to see this figure. Will be obviously by the time I edit this show, I'm sure I'll have an image to flash up on the screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But as of recording, I can't wait to see this bad boy. I bet it looks amazing.
Yeah, no, I'll have the painted prototypes up on the Kickstarter and all over social media as this goes live. So you'll be able to see the Steel Brigade figure. You'll be able to see the file card, the patch, the whole offering. All of the Steel Brigade and all of its glory will be available for everyone to see. And I know there are people that have already got their pledges in for the exclusive Steel Brigade figure without knowing what it is. And now I hope that when people see what it is, I hope those pledges come in even more, because you're going to want to get your hands on this exclusive figure.
Awesome. Well, Bobby, that brings us to the end of the interview. Thanks for jumping on again, and thanks for giving us the exclusive. Massive luck as well. Good luck on the rest of the project. I really hope you can fund this and keep those stretch goals pumping through. You'll be able to find a link to guys on the Kickstarter, for the Kickstarter on any of the video and audio platforms that this episode appears in. So get pledging. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for allowing me to spread this awesome reveal. I couldn't be happier. So thank you again. You've been a great supporter of me and Action Force, and I couldn't thank you enough.
Not at all, man. Yeah. Good luck with everything. Hope it funds. Guys, get pledging. You know you want to. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful guest, Bobby Valor. See you next time. And as always, Full Action Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.